Well, now to another border region. ISIS now controls the road between Iraq and Jordan, and they're making money off of the drivers bringing goods back and forth. The BBC's Murad Batalshishani spoke to some of those drivers.
The border road between Jordan and Iraq is long and hot. And in summer, there is no escape from the burning sun. I joined Abu Khalid as he drove his lorry through the desert. It's not the real name of the middle-aged Shi'i Iraqi driver, who says he used to long, hot journeys transporting goods. But now, it's not the sun Abu Khalid wants to avoid, but Islamic State militants.
They stop us on the road and ask us what we are carrying. Then we have to pay anything between $100 to $300. Once we are done, they let you get back to the lorry and get going.
We are at the Al-Karama border crossing in Jordan. The Islamic State controls Al-Rutba, the last Iraqi town behind the border. They are formalizing their presence by imposing the road tax with an invoice on each lorry that passes a checkpoint they are manning.
Islamic State has even introduced formal invoices. They show the IS logo, the name of the driver, the type of goods he is carrying, and the amount drivers have to pay. But Jordanian trader Tayel Shawabka told me that those who pay can consider themselves the lucky ones.
Any goods whose papers say they're going to the Iraqi government get confiscated. Any goods going to the Shia companies or traders also get confiscated.
In June, the Islamic State militants have seized control of Al-Rutba, the last Iraqi town behind the borders with Jordan. Since then, the trade between Jordan and Iraq has dropped from 1,000 lorries a day to about 40. Yet even this dimension number gives IS an average of $12,000 a day. Business people like Ali Botai told us, because of the IS, many drivers are scared to go on the road.
Well, we basically advise them not to get into any kind of troubles or arguments with whomever stops them, especially at Rutba area, in order, you know, not to get in any kind of trouble and make sure that the cargo arrives safely. Plus, the driver, his safety is first.
Abu Khalid is well aware of the danger. He says things are going from bad to worse, and his life is in the hands of God. But he cannot afford not to keep going.
That's the BBC's Murad Batalshishani. And of course, when he's talking about lorries there, he is talking about what we would call trucks.